If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Just a little civics for you as we get ready for a civics joke on Speed Jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. The writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin sent one in. Linda from Lincoln did. Hi, Linda. And Dave Carr in Canada, and Dave Copps in DeWitt, Michigan, and Pete Hansen, proud mug owner, sent us one. Kathy Stoike did too. She's in Lafayette, Indiana. Did we mention Dave Copps in DeWitt?
You did.
Richard from Northbrook, Brian Pentecoff in Gurnee. We got another one from Sean Derning in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. You didn't make the cut again today, Sean, but keep sending them in. Southside Limey in Oak Forest. Sandra C. in Fountain Hills, Arizona, and many more. Hey, Dave, I found an old bottle of Whiteout in the back of my desk here at WGN. I'm taking it to Sotheby's for an evaluation.
Wait, why?
Dave, it's a collector's item. What happens when janitors say they will add an extra charge for cleaning floors with a broom? They officially announce sweeping tariffs.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a person, and John Williams will star as his smart speaker.
Alexa, please check my bank balance and tell me what Apple products I can buy.
Apple. Juice. Apple. Sauce.
Apple donuts?
Pick two. You can't have everything. Hey, Dave, my mom used to say, you might not be the dumbest guy in the world.
Well, that's nice, sort of, huh?
I'm not done. She'd say, you're not the dumbest guy in the world, but you better hope he doesn't die. Hey, for the record, Dave, I'm against studying civics in school.
Why?
Well, we should not be studying civics unless we're also studying Fords and Chevys and Dodge Ram pickups and... And Steve, what else should we be studying?
Silverado.
If you watch Jaws backwards, it's a heartwarming story about a shark who gives arms and legs to people who need them. Never thought about it that way. I don't know about you, but getting older gives twist and shout a whole new meaning.